G&D's role in innovation for the digital age. Digitalization is a term that is freely used, but what are the technologies that have really made a difference in the world over the last 10 years? In the past decade, digitalization has disrupted and transformed society at a pace that is faster than ever before. It has impacted governments, companies, and consumers in a variety of ways. And the convergence of different technology streams has created new avenues to pay, play, and do business. In particular, big advances have been made in digital payments, mobile technology, near-field contactless technology, the Internet of Things, and machine-to-machine communication. These digital technologies have been combined in different ways to improve the lives of businesses and consumers around the world. However, despite the explosion of use cases, there is one thing which all the applications are built on. Trust. Trust is created when critical applications are protected with both innovative and secure engineering. It is important that transactions are secure, that data is safe, and that people are who they say they are. The world as we know it cannot function otherwise. Trust forms the core of G&D's business activity. G&D's approximately 11,800 employees and 89 companies worldwide enable secure payment transactions in physical, electronic, and digital form, provide reliable connectivity solutions for mobile devices and the Internet of Things, safeguard the identities of people and objects, and protect digital infrastructures, systems, networks, and confidential data. Transformation in payments. For many people, the idea that you could or would want to pay in a shop with a tap of your mobile phone would have been an outlandish notion a decade ago. Even now, despite the boom in electronic payments, physical cash is still the most used means of payment worldwide. Although there is a lot of regional variation, over half of all payments are in cash. And in some countries, like Germany, cash can account for up to 75% of payments. Currencies need to be aesthetically appealing, robust, and secure. This means that central banks need partners who can design a culturally sensitive currency and who can provide everything from the security features to the manufacturing of the banknotes and automation of currency management. Working for central banks worldwide, G&D has created approximately 25 country and culture-specific banknote designs per year over the past decade. Whilst cash remains important, central banks have increasingly been exploring the options for issuing a central bank-backed digital currency, CBDC, to supplement cash in response to the global trend towards disruptive digital payments. Within the foreseeable future, CBDCs are set to offer the same advantages as cash, be available everywhere as legal tender issued and regulated by the state, and be used in existing and new innovative markets. In recent years, G&D deployed interdisciplinary teams from across various divisions to develop its own CBDC solution. Despite the continuing popularity of cash, the development of other payment methods has been a feature of the last decade. In 2012, G&D provided the technology for contactless payments via smartphone. The company was even ahead of consumers at this point, and it took some years for the use of this payment to become accepted. However, adoption did happen, and NFC protocols have made it possible for touch-and-go payments to be an everyday experience. Mobile wallets, one of the technologies that contactless mobile payments are built on, also enable a wide range of secure mobile banking solutions which have greatly improved consumers' lives. G&D was also the driving force behind an important technological shift in modern payment cards over the last 10 years. For example, since 2020, G&D has been offering its customers, and specifically banks and financial services providers, metal cards. These cards combine the resilience of plastic with the toughness of metal and are increasingly popular as a lifestyle statement. Connectivity on the rise. mobile banking, and many other aspects of our daily lives would be nothing without connectivity and the devices on which it depends. In the past 10 years, the use of mobile phones has increased dramatically. In 2012, approximately 1.2 billion people were using mobile phones, three times the number using them in 2010. In the following years, mobile phone usage tripled again. By 2017, 3.5 billion people were using smartphones, with all the capabilities they possess. Just as mobile phones have evolved into smaller and more flexible tools, so have SIM cards both shrunk in size and become useful for more purposes. G&D produced the first commercial SIM card for the Finnish mobile network operator Radio Linja, now called Elisa, in 1991, and has continued innovating ever since. Innovation has not only been a question of developing new formats like mini, micro, or nano SIMs. In 2012, G&D created a reprogrammable eSIM. This technical achievement unlocked a new category of use cases. Objects can be manufactured with embedded eSIMs, which can be reprogrammed to connect with different mobile networks. This is vital for the Internet of Things, which relies on embedded SIMs. eSIMs will have a crucial role to play in many areas in the years ahead, not least in the automotive industry, where they are a key enabler of many features, including self-driving cars. In 2019, around 90% of leading automobile manufacturers, including BMW, were already customers of G&D's eSIM management. Physical and digital identities. When we look at the sweep of digitalization over the last decade, from smartphones to smart payment cards, one important fact stands out. That is the importance of chips as a foundational technology. Thus, it should be no surprise that chips also sit behind efforts to make identity verification smoother. The ability to safely store biometric data, amongst other information, on ID cards, health cards, or passports reduces friction for consumers in many different settings where they have to prove their identity. Fingerprint storage has also been an option for G&D payment cards since the end of the last decade, providing another option for verification in an everyday situation. Whether at a doctor's office and needing to provide proof of the right to treatment, or at an international border and wanting to pass through, the marriage of encrypted data on a physical item with a secure online database makes everyone's lives easier. G&D subsidiary Veridos has been developing holistic ID solutions, such as highly automated border control systems and electronic ID or passport documents. These enable the introduction of electronic gates, which greatly reduce the waiting times without requiring increases in staffing. Before the pandemic, global traveler numbers breached the 4 billion mark for the first time, and if these numbers return, then the need for more automation is clear. Digital infrastructure. However, e-gates would not work without the ability to securely transmit data online. Internet security is a growing concern as it becomes ever more central, not only to how governments and businesses conduct their business, but also individual citizens. The rise of disruptive cyber attacks and the theft of sensitive information is not something which only governments are victims of. Between 2015 and 2017, 70% of German companies and institutions were the targets of cyber attacks. Worldwide, the estimated cost of cybercrimes is now thought to be $1 trillion. In recent years, public authorities and companies have had to tackle the challenge of providing secure, mobile workplaces for the increasing number of people working from home as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, at the same time, cyber attacks increased in quality and quantity to threaten the integrity of public and private systems. As one of the Federal Republic of Germany's IT security partners since 2004, G&D subsidiary Secunet has helped to drive digital transformation and provide digital security for public administration infrastructures with its product and consulting portfolio. A record of digitalization. The explosion of use cases of digital technology has been built on a bedrock of secure, tested systems. GND has been there every step of the way, from when it delivered its first SIM card back in 1991 to when it first enabled mobile phone touch payments in 2012, as well as developing its first eSIM and opened its first eGate. In 2018, it held 7,900 active patents in total. Even now, it is pushing new boundaries in the field of CBDCs. Digitalization has made the world a better place, and with the right technology, it can make it safer and more secure, too. GND is a family firm which has evolved over half a dozen generations and now celebrates its 170th year as a company. Progress and change are part of its identity and are continuing to shape the future. Its contribution to the digital revolution over the past decade is a sign of things to come.